worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Verses 1 through 22, all of Proverbs chapter 2. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a book full of wisdom. Thank you in particular for the wisdom found within the book of Proverbs. Thank you for the opportunity for us to receive your knowledge, your insight, your understanding, and apply it to our lives, and thus be blessed by the application of your wisdom and insight. Empower us to be a people that live to walk in your wisdom more and more, that love you, will love the wisdom you provide for us in your word, and empower us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word, and help us to grow in our understanding of how important it is for us to take your word, which is the sword of the Spirit, and to use it faithfully and wisely every single day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we thank you for our listening family, and we bring them to you today with the different needs that they might have. Think of those who are sick, Father, those who have problems in perhaps marriage, relationship issues, Father, in this fallen world. We pray that you would strengthen them, that you would give them wisdom, give them courage to do what is right. Those with financial issues, Father, we bring them to you. We pray that you would help them, Father, in this time of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family here on the Hour of Intercession. We want to remind you my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And you may recall, often I may share articles that I had the privilege of writing and placing on the AFA stand. One of the goals behind me sharing the articles is obviously to share both the insight found in the article, but also it's a tool that we'd encourage you to email us in order to get the article, to have it as a reference and a resource for you to use for your own life and in your family, and possibly a resource to pass on to forward to others as well. You know, the reality is all of us can use a lot of insight, understanding, and wisdom when it comes to being faithful disciples, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's so much wisdom God in his love and grace for us has provided for us. So if there's a given article that we share that you'd like to get a copy, please email us at jparker@afa.net. We're honored and glad to get a chance to share them. And our hope is that you'll use them, that you and your family will use them in your family discipleship. But again, that you will forward them on to family members, to fellow church members, maybe co-workers on the job, people you know, because everyone can use help and encouragement in their spiritual life. Everyone can use help and encouragement in their prayer life. And these are tools to help do just that. Today, we're looking specifically at the topic, faithfully using the sword of the Spirit, the blessed Word of God. Again, faithfully using the sword of the Spirit, the blessed Word of God. Now, very clearly, I want to say up front, we live in a world full of many, many voices. Every day, there are many tools, instruments of media that we listen to. Obviously, as you listen to this broadcast, you're listening to the radio. You know, people watch a lot of television. People are on the internet much of a significant part of their day. Many of the different social media platforms, people spend time on them. Adults and young people spend a lot of time playing video games. Many, many voices, many platforms, media that are grabbing people's attention, speaking to people, giving guidance, direction, and perspective. Well, you know, the most important voice, the most important medium in the world is the Word of God. Remember, God's voice is the most important voice in all the universe, and His is an eternal voice, and we're wise to spend much time listening to it. Well, the Word of God is, amongst other things, the voice of God. But it's helpful to look at some of the many ways, things the Word of God is to us. And so as we look at our topic, faithfully using the sword of the Spirit, the blessed Word of God, we're looking at how the Word of God, of course, is a weapon. It is, as Scripture tells us in Ephesians 6, it's the sword of the Spirit. But also, it's important for us to understand that as believers, it really is important for us to recognize that we're wise to approach life from the perspective of us being spiritual warriors and who know how to use the spiritual weapons God has made available. And not only do we know how to use them, we use them every single day. You know, you hear of some of the big challenges and difficulties in life that people are struggling with, financial struggles, health issues, relationship issues, perspective issues, problems in governments between nations and problems nations between nations, so many problems in the world. Well, God's Word does hold the answer to all of our problems. International problems, national problems, state problems, local community, problems within families, problems within marriages. God's Word has the answer to everything. So as we're looking in the Word of God, we're encouraging you to recognize the need for us to better understand the importance of putting God's powerful Word to work every single day. You know, as a pastor, one of the things I've, in my years as a pastor, sadly noted that many, many people who've known the Lord a long time, they just don't read their Bibles. And they don't realize what a deficit it allows to exist in their lives, a large void in their spiritual walk. There's a lot of maturity in a believer's life that just didn't happen because they didn't plant the Word of God consistently in their life. Reading and meditating on the Word of God all by itself is so, so important. I can't overemphasize how important the daily discipline, the daily habit of reading God's Word every single day is. So our encouragement to you, as I often share specifically, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a great day to start this very important habit. Again, 3 chapters a day is a wise chapter, a wise goal to pursue. So what I want to do at this point, I'm going to share with you from an article entitled A Skilled Warrior and His Sword, and it has insights about why and how we put the Word of God to work in our lives. And if we happen to run into the break, we'll pick up on the other side. But this article is entitled A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4:12. Then Ephesians 6:17-18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Again, Ephesians 6:17-18. Then 1 Samuel 17, verses 50 through 51. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. 1 Samuel 17, 50 through 51. Every disciple of Jesus Christ would be wise to strive to become a kingdom warrior. A kingdom warrior is a disciple of Christ who skillfully puts the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work every day. We live in a world where all people everywhere are facing intense spiritual warfare every day in our lives. We face it at home, at school, at work, in public, everywhere. We see it in the news about our government, in our culture, and all across the world. What if people say they don't want to be involved in spiritual warfare? And what if a given person says they don't want to have anything to do with spiritual warfare? Well, the reality is none of us have a choice in the matter. Like civilians who happen to live in a war-torn land, war has come to us, like it or not. Since we have no choice but to face spiritual warfare in our lives, let's face it head on. We can live like civilians and just be victims of the killing, abuse, problems, and difficulties of war, or we can choose to become well-equipped soldiers and warriors who are trained for spiritual warfare. Hopefully, all believers want to become warriors in God's kingdom. With God as the supreme authority, who wouldn't want to follow him into battle? The most powerful weapon in the world is the Word of God. And here are seven ways that we can put the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work in our lives and in our world. And as we do, we can become mighty men and women of God who know how to win battles in life. The seven ways include, here's seven ways to use the Word of God daily. Number one, you can read it. Two, hear it. Three, believe it. Four, speak it. Five, obey it. Six, pray it. Seven, meditate on it. Again, every day you can, with the Word of God, you can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All these uses are related, but none of them are quite the same. You can read the Word of God, but not hear it. You can hear the Word of God, but not obey it. You can believe the Word of God, but not pray it. Consider the following. The written Word of God is a book of faith. From Genesis to Revelation, we are called to hear, believe, and obey the Word. If we hear the Word of God but don't obey it, we deceive ourselves, as James 1:22 lets us know. The Word of God is a book of truth, yet truth is always meant to be learned and applied. We are to read the Word of God and act like it's true, because of course it is. We will not receive the blessing and benefits of the Word of God when we fail to obey and act on it. The example of a very fruitful way to put God's Word to work in our daily lives is by praying it. Here's an example of taking the Word of God and praying it, specifically praying Psalm 91. Father, thank you for all of our listeners and all those we've lifted up today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, nor does any plague come near our dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Well, we'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
But you are the living word, amen. Come on.
Sent down from glory.
Many things
you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Sent down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
Gentile redeemer.
God with us.
God with us. The living truth. And what a friend we have in you.
Fred Hammond with You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We were praying Psalm 91. We're going to pick up and start over praying Psalm 91 at this time. Father, again, we lift up all those persons we mentioned earlier and all of our listeners. Father, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, again, praying Psalm 91 is a great example of one of the ways we mention of putting the Word of God to work. Again, remember specifically we talked about 7 ways to use the word daily. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All of these activities we can carry out with the Word of God edify us. All of them strengthen us spiritually. All of them allow the Spirit of God to work more mightily in our lives. So we're wise to put the Word of God to work in all those ways. And praying the Word of God, of course, is when we pray Psalm 91, that's an example of praying the Word of God. We're wise to pray. And let me say this about praying Psalm 91. Probably now more than ever, with so many people with health challenges and so many diseases that are being dealt with and COVID and many other things, remember, no one can protect us like God can. So it's very wise and important for us to be wise enough to take a weapon like Psalm 91, pray it absolutely every single day over yourself and over your family as well. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer, to have a written copy, but also to forward and share with family members, loved ones, fellow church members, please do. Because remember, like it or not, we're dealing with heavy spiritual warfare, which includes our physical health, which includes our family issues and family challenges and relationship issues. It includes the challenges in our local government, the challenges in our national government, the challenges between nations and international governments. So praying Psalm 91 is just a wise way to live every single day. So simply, if you need a copy of it, email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, we're glad to share it. And please don't let it stop with you. Forward it to, again, family members and friends, because the fact is, it's a wonderful prayer tool that any believer can put to use every single day. And remember this, again, The spiritual warfare that everyone faces is intense. It's heavy. And so we need, again, to be wise enough to approach life, be wise enough to approach it as kingdom warriors who think like warriors, who act like warriors. And, you know, I think nowhere is the saying more true than in the kingdom of God, that the best defense is an offense. Taking the word of God and using it in these ways is a way to be on the offense when it comes to the kingdom of God in the world. And remember this, properly used, the devil cannot defeat the word of God. The word of God is the most powerful weapon in the universe. So as believers, we're wise to learn how to use the word every day. Now, let me say this too. More and more, the Lord's helping me to better see how critically important it is that we as believers are diligent to read and meditate on the word of God every single day. You often hear me talk about encouraging you to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. Now, that's a good goal, but let me challenge you further. Once you've made it a habit to read 3 chapters a day, I would encourage you to increase the goal, and let me explain why. Jesus himself said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." I don't believe any believer in the whole world comprehends how important, how powerful, and how productive it is for any believer to spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God. Consuming the Word of God, receiving the wisdom and the power that comes from spending time in God's precious Word. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, that's your one-on-one appointment with Jesus Christ, and He is pouring wisdom, power, grace, and understanding into your mind, your heart, and your life. You need that. I need that. We all need that. So we're wise to really make spending time in the Word a priority. And I recall a great evangelist of years gone by the name of Smith Wigglesworth. He made it a goal to read a portion of Scripture every hour of the day. I don't know exactly how he carried that out, you know, especially when he'd be at sleep. But my understanding, what I heard about his life was that he would try to spend a time every hour of the day in reading the Word of God. Now, why is that important? No, that's not just something to mention that a person does to show they're pious and spiritual. Again, remember, Jesus did say this. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God." So keep in mind, listen and understand the wisdom behind that. Jesus compared the Word of God to our physical bread. He says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God." The Word of God is actually more important than the physical food we eat. But now, keep in mind, draw the wisdom from that verse. We know food is important. Food is what helps strengthen us physically, nourishes us, gives us the energy for the day. It does so many things for us when we consume food to bless our physical lives. Well, the Word of God does more for us than the physical food we eat. And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God." What if we genuinely approach the Word of God like we approach physical food? What if we decided we were going to consume the Word of God in a similar way to the way we consume food every day? The fact is, your average human being eats every day, several times a day. And there are many things people will forget to do in the course of a day. But typically, it's pretty rare that people will forget to eat. People are going to eat. Why? Because they know it's important to nourish their bodies. And sometimes people eat too much. Well, the reality is you can't eat too much of the Word of God. The Word of God ministers grace, peace, and blessing to your life, but you can't consume too much of God's Word. Why? It only increases the blessing on your life. It increases the flow of grace, blessing, light, and encouragement into your mind, your heart, and your life. You need that. I need that. We all need that. Reading now from the book of Psalms, Psalm 1 tells us these words. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Remember this, the Word of God ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. Nothing nourishes your entire being the way the Word of God. Remember, physical food nourishes your physical body. But the fact is, the Word of God nourishes your mind, body, and spirit. The Word of God is not only food for your spirit, but also it's medicine for our entire being as well. It ministers healing and help to every part of our being as well. And you might think, well, what exactly does that mean? Well, the fact is, people can be spiritually sick, they can be emotionally sick, they can be mentally sick, as well as physically sick. But did you know God's Word is medicine to every part of our being? Every aspect of our being, it's medicine. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4 specifically, note these words, Proverbs chapter 4. It says verse 20, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Reading verse 22 again, it says, "For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Now there where it uses the word health, some translations use the word medicine specifically. So yes, God's Word is medicine to our mind, body, and spirit. Are you struggling with being sick in your heart, in your emotions, in your mind, in any other part of your body? Remember, God's Word is medicine to our entire being. Let me read those verses again. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 24 again. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Verses 20 through 22. Again, God's Word is health to all our flesh, or you could say medicine to all our flesh. God's Word ministers to our mind, body, and spirit. Nothing blesses us. Nothing lifts up our attitude, stirs up our joy, and nourishes our joy, and does so much for us than the Word of God. So the exercise of simply reading and meditating on God's Word every single day, I can't overemphasize how important it is to you, how much it will bless your life, how much it will lift your life up, how much it will help your whole perspective and your whole approach and thoughts on life as a whole. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10, verses 10 through 20, tell us these words about both the Word of God and spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Again, a passage that reminds us of the importance of putting on the full armor of God. And of course, a part of that armor is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. So again, let me encourage you to really ask God to open your eyes and your heart and your understanding to the fact that the spiritual habit of reading and meditating on Scripture every single day is much more important to your life and to my life, much more important than we realize, because it's an important means of nourishing our spirit, equipping our spirit, strengthening our spirit, maturing our spirit as well. Father, thank you for the wonderful privilege of being able to open your word every single day and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of life, blessing, wisdom, grace, power, and anointing and encouragement into our minds, our hearts, and our lives. Help us to grow tremendously in our understanding of how important it is for us to make it a high priority every day to open your word and thus spend time one-on-one with you. Help us to recognize, Lord, that your word, which is the sword of the Spirit, certainly is that, but it's so, so much more. Your word is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It strengthens us and helps us in so, so many ways. And Lord, help us to be wise enough to avoid the unwise decision to say, I'm so busy, I don't have time to read my Bible. Lord, help us to recognize we have time for what we want to do. And help us to remember, Lord, that when we make something first, we'll have time to do it. Help us to know that our time in your word should be a first that we do every single day, spending time one-on-one with you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We've been looking at specifically seven ways to use the Word of God on a daily basis. Again, remember, every day we can read the Word of God. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All of them are important ways to put the Word of God to work in your life. And remember, as we mentioned, the phrase, the best defense is an offense, probably is nowhere more true than it is in the kingdom of God. And when we take the Word of God and fill our lives with the Word and live the Word of God, that's a way to be on offense spiritually in the kingdom of God. So the reading of God's Word every day is much, much more important than we typically grasp as believers. And so the habit of reading the Bible, reading the Word of God every day is very important. So we're wise as men and women of God to make that a high priority, opening God's Word. And again, at least three chapters a day, I think, is certainly a spiritual and a wise spiritual goal. And once again, parents, it's so important for us to have our children read out loud to us as well. And, you know, I'm aware of this, that often parents will simply say, well, Johnny, Susie, Debbie, go read your Bible now. Well, again, and not saying that's not valid. That can be okay sometimes. But the reality is children are children. And some children will do what the parents say, and some children may go to their room, and instead of picking up their Bible and reading, they may put their Bible down and pick up the video game or pick up the cell phone or do any of a number of other things. But parents, one of the reasons why it's so important for you to have them read out loud to you where you can hear it is because, number one, you know that they did it. And number two, it actually can help the child in many ways because, again, children are children. And children often obviously don't have the discipline that they need in many instances, but you're helping them out. When you have them read out loud to you, you know they've done it. And you don't have to wonder whether or not they did it. And at that point, the child doesn't have to struggle with the idea of considering lying to their parents because the parent knows they're doing it. They're doing it because dad or mama said to do it. And keep in mind, too, parents, it'll bless you to hear your child's voice as they read the Word of God. So, parents, let's never make the tragic excuse that some may say is, oh, I don't really have time for that. Again, you can take, your child can take maybe 15 minutes or so. You can read your average 3 chapters in about 15 minutes or so. Yes, dad or mom, you and I have time for what we want to have time for. Make time to allow your child to come before you and read the Word of God out loud to you. Again, remember, you have 4 segments of 15 minutes in an hour. You have 24 hours in a day. If you honestly think you don't have time to do it, what's going on is simply you've allowed the devil to convince you you don't have time to do it. We have time for what we choose to do. Parents, let's not allow ourselves to let's not deceive ourselves. We have time for what we want to do. And what more valuable way could you spend your time than having your precious son or daughter to read the Word of God out loud to you, and thus having the seed of God's Word being planted faithfully and consistently in his or her life? And again, once the seed is planted, you can expect a harvest of grace in his or her life as they consistently read and meditate on the Word of God each and every day. Looking now in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us these words. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20 verses 1 through 28, the entire chapter of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Again, as we've been talking about seven ways to use the Word of God every day, we can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, and meditate on it. Now, keep in mind, one of the ways we use the Word of God, of course, is we read it in order to obey it. Here's where, to be quite honest, many, many believers are challenged because, you know, as believers, sometimes we can read a passage, and then if you'd ask yourself, well, what are the commands in that passage? Too often, we don't really give the time and energy to really recognize commands within a passage. Just take, for example, this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It has certain commands in it, and we're just going to look at a few of them. But I want you to keep in mind, it's important that we as believers grasp this very important truth. Remember, you don't read the Word of God just to say you've read it. You read it with the goal of applying what you've learned, what you've read. Looking specifically at verse 16, it says, "Rejoice always." In other words, as believers, in order to obey that passage, that means we're to trust God to help us to live a lifestyle of rejoicing, a lifestyle of just carrying ourselves along this line. Father, I just thank you for today. Thank you for the beauty of this day. Hallelujah. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for my shoes, my socks, whatever. Thanking God for all kinds of things and rejoicing in Him. Now, you might think, well, that sounds silly to me. Don't allow yourself to be deceived that way. When God says to do something, it's for your good, it's for your edification, and it glorifies Him. So trust God to help you to obey that command and live a lifestyle of rejoicing throughout the day. That's the command, rejoice always. A lifestyle of rejoicing. The next verse says, pray without ceasing. Now, the fact is, in order to obey that, you and I are wise to do this specifically to pray along this line. Father, thank you for your word that tells us to pray without ceasing. Lord, teach me how to do that. Help me to understand how to do it, and I'm trusting you to guide me and teach and train me how to live a lifestyle in obedience to that specific command. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, I believe this to be true, that our definition of prayer really needs to be expanded far beyond what probably most of us really know is true. Remember this, Jesus always fully obeyed the Word of God. So in the truest sense of the word, you can say Jesus' whole life was a prayer. Jesus walked intimately with Christ. I believe there's a sense in which you can think of your prayer life as your intimate walk with God. Yes, it's talking to God. Yes, it's listening to God. But I believe it's much, much more than that. But we're wise to trust the Lord and say, Lord, show me, teach me how to live a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. God wouldn't tell you to do something you can't do, but He will often tell us to do things in His Word that we may not know how to do without His wisdom, His strength, and His grace to do it. It goes on to say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, that's another command. Be a thankful person. Say thank you to the Lord throughout the day for big things and little things and in-between things. But also express your gratitude to God even in the company of other people as well. Be a person who that's not a problem for. Why? Because God said to do it. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now remember this, if we're diligent to do what the Word of God says, that one of the great benefits of God's Word greatly increases in our lives. We're called to be hearers and doers of God's Word. How tragic it is that too often believers will read the Word of God and not even go back to look for the commands that God said for us to live out in His Word. Let's seek to be faithful hearers and doers. Again, seven ways to use the Word of God daily. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. Every way we can use the Word of God edifies, every way glorifies God, every way that we use it can cause the grace of God to pour in our lives in much greater measure. How important it is that we learn to take the sword of the Spirit, the precious Word of God, and use it more and more fruitfully and more and more victoriously in our lives each and every day. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit that would teach us and guide us and help us to be warriors who are using your word wisely, fruitfully, courageously, and mightily every single day. Thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and as we usually do before the broadcast ends, if you happen to be listening and you've never made the step of asking Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, you've never been saved, you've never committed your life to Christ, today is a wonderful day, a great day to make that step. Would you simply pray this prayer with me at this time? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you for my whole life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, please email us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some resources and spiritual growth material that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope to hear from you again. The email, jparker@afa.net. Or if you'd like to get a copy of any of the articles that we shared on the broadcast today as well, same email, jparker@afa.net. We're glad and honored to be able to share them with you, for you to use, for you and your family, and for you to pass on and share with family members, fellow church members, friends, co-workers, anyone that the Lord puts on your heart to share them with. We hope that you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Again, we appreciate you listening. We've been looking at 7 ways to put the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.